Reisha involves Sif Hei. The Machaber says, "Ba'artus akoris mutar lein Yehuda lasis mudur b'shul akatanim u'mutar gedolim mitzchamim boim. Afilu shul gedolim mutar makor gadol shakol chena mitzvah akor. V'loi k'oisim shano v'heter afa pishayim makor gadol b'im akum." The Machaber says clearly that this halacha of turning on the heat or making a bonfire because of the cold is limited to dafka artis akaris, or dafka cold countries, and dafka cold days, when it's very cold. Now, Lachur Eretz Yisrael wouldn't be considered a very cold country. If in the middle of Shvat, like it is today, then it certainly can't be considered one of the cold places. Certainly not like the places in Europe that we're talking about. It's not even like America. America is much colder than Eretz Yisrael is for the most part. Where do you draw the line? It's not clear where you draw the line. The Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by this. It says, L'chur, it's not clear. Koshe la'achriya to Motzai Nikra Akar Gadol, Motzai Nikra Einar Gadol. So, where does this play out, L'maisa? Is there any way in Eretz Yisrael, or even in America, B'fap is my name, that L'chur, our houses are probably more insulated than their houses were. Do we ever have such a hazard? So the truth is that L'vush already says that the minig of the Erlam is to be meikel even when it's not so freezing cold. Since this is already a good few hundred years ago, Lavush was a Talmud of the Rambam, and he says that this is the minig is to be meikel, and he says, I never saw any Rabbanim Kishishoi that were ever meikel b'yadin. The reason he says is, Esher mishum shakol merugolim boi v'leinis v'shevet v'chor. People aren't used to sitting in the cold. V'afilu b'ma'at kiris mitzar lehum boi v'im choylem etzlam ibnei ahergol. People are choylem etzlam ibnei ahergol, says Lavush, you're not used to sitting in the cold. And therefore, it's people are considered choylim for when it gets cold, and therefore the meikel even when it's not so cold. I would say kol shekein bizmanenu that we're certainly more istinus with regard to this. Most people are not used to it. Everybody has seen in their house for the most part, and people aren't used to sitting in their. You go from your heated house to your heated car to the heated office, and for those 20 seconds in between the car and the office, and in between the car and the house, is like Gehenna, that you have to be outside for 20 seconds. But you are in the cold.
You wear a coat.
You wear a coat, for sure. Absolutely. So therefore, people are not used to sitting in the cold, and therefore, people are meikel. However, the chur, it has to be achshash. It sounds like even from Lavush, it has to be achshash of hakol choylem mitzvah ha'asina. But there has to be some sort of achshash that a person might get cold, might get sick from it. Might catch a cold from it. It has to be that his lashon is v'afilu mat kiris mitzar lehum ba'oid v'hem choylem etzlam ibnei ahergol. So what does it mean v'hem choylem etzlam ibnei ahergol? It means that they're mamish, there's a chshashah. There's not mamish chshashah choylem. Certainly, b'mokim, I saw the Kaf HaChaim says in the Slavush, the Slavush was talking about in Eretz Ashkenaz, b'chalilo, in other countries which are not as cold, to be meikel. L'maisa l'chara b'makom certainly where there's children, you can be meikel. Here the chiddush is that you can even be meikel klapei gedolim. But when there's ketan, certainly there's kids there, they're so more susceptible. And kids, you can't know if they're really cold. They're not going to tell you if they're cold, depending on what age the kid is. They're not going to tell you whether or not they're cold, and therefore it's certainly much more, you could be much quicker to be meikel with regard to children. And with regard to adults, and if a person is chayshid, that maybe he's going to get sick from it, and l'chara we'd have this kula of the levush. Now, does this halacha apply also the opposite? If it's very hot, you want to turn on the air conditioner. So for the most part, this is a question which can only be discussed in the Hayantik HaPaiskim, because in the olden days, if you were hot, there was nothing to do about it. There's no air conditioning. Though I did find in one safe that they talked about that the oven had a fire inside and wanted to take the fire out. Ask a guy to take the coals out because it's so hot inside of the house. That was one way that possibly to do it. So, now those are Mitzayin, Minchas Yitzchak in his Shuvah, in the Gimel Chav Gimel, he's Mitzayin, and others are also Mitzayin, the same thing. An interesting Yerushalmi, there was a Shachar Matari between Antoninus and Rebbe. And Antoninus was going on a trip, and Rebbe told, and he asked Rebbe for a bracha before he left. So Rebbe told him that you should be saved from the cold weather. He says, that's a bracha? You're cold, put on another coat. He says, oh, you should be safe from the hot weather. He says, oh, that's a bracha. Well, there's nothing to do. At a certain point, there's nothing to do. it's too hot, and therefore, Eva, we see that it could be that it's worse. The tsar from heat is worse than tsar from cold. By cold, you could always put it on another layer. You cold, put it on another layer. You always wrap yourself up with more. By heat, there's only so much that you can do, and therefore, kenzan is considered more of a tsar. Lamaisa, how the La Locha, this machlekes ha'paiskim, the paiskim is many. Rishmir Shabbos Nechasa is Mechel. He says, B'mokim Shrav Kaved, if it's a very, if there's a big heat wave, then Enechanami, you could be Mechel. Afid Mechel Yitzhak Shem Tzion, Ba'alach, he quotes on the bottom that you could be Mechel. Now, certainly in Eretz Yisrael and other times, they give warnings, for especially for older people and for little kids also, that on the hot days, to stay inside. Stay inside, do not leave the house, turn on the air conditioner. If a person didn't turn on the air conditioner, it is very dangerous. It is very dangerous. They could dehydrate, they could ukedeme, and therefore, certainly one would be able to be mekel in such a case of ketanim or older people to turn on the heat. Reb Moshe has a tshuva that he was asked, that Lachar, we mentioned this in the past, that he was asked that Lachar turning on the air conditioner should be considered tesefes hana. Because you're able to sit in the room even without the air conditioner, so just turn on the air conditioner, Tesefes Hano. And Ramesh says, no, that's not what Tesefes Hano is. Tesefes Hano is when you had that Hano partially, and the guy is giving you more of that Hano. For example, you have a little bit of light streaming into the room, you're able to read a little bit through that light, and the guy is giving a light, the second candle, a little bit more light, you're able to do what you were doing beforehand. The air conditioner is on, but the temperature is not on so low. It's not the thermostat is set at 21, and you want it to go down to 19, that's considered Tesefes Hano. You're getting more of what you have already. But if you have no air conditioning, even though you could have theoretically lasted in the room, nevertheless, that's not considered Tesefes Hano. That's a totally new Hano that you did not have beforehand, and now that you're Meramah to the guy, and the guy does it for you, that's considered it's not considered Tesefes Hano. You're not allowed to be Nana from that, you have to leave the room. The Mashmois is that he's not going to let you turn on the air conditioner if it's hot. However, in that case, Kenzan wasn't so hot. That case wasn't so hot that he didn't mention the fact that Ramesha never mentioned the tzad that he made, or the fact that HaKochel made Salachim. But it could be it wasn't so hot in that case. He was just being misafed to the fact that it's considered Tesefes Hano. The Rebbe Yashiv in Kevitz Tshuva has a very famous tshuva, Chelek Aleph Lamed Beis. It's the third tshuva in the tshuva. And there he's been misafed to a yeshiva from the Negev. I think it's Yeshivat HaNegev actually, it's not Tifrach. That they write to him that it's extremely, extremely hot down there, and when the dinner goes off on Shabbos, it's even hotter. And he says that the ability for people to learn goes down to 50%. From 100% to 50% when the air conditioner is on, the generator is off. They want to know, can they ask a guy to flick on the generator on Shabbos so that the air conditioner should go on? Says Rabbi Yashiv, he quotes Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe is true about opening packages on Shabbos. Ramesh says about opening certain packages on Shabbos that even though it's mutter mi'ikra adin, nevertheless, because, like the Gemara says in the Kuf Lamates, B'nei Bashra, there are certain places that are amaratzim, we're going to matter things to them, they're going to come to matter all types of things. Mainly Ramesh says that you can't open any of these packages on Shabbos, even though it's mi'ikra adin, it's mutter, but people are going to come to learn from here. Says Chama Zalman, says the Rabbi Yashiv in the Shuva, B'meila al Pizeh, he says, really gives other stories also. He says, Milta de Shchicha, it's common that the generator goes off on Shabbos. Somebody just told me this week, interesting story, we'll hopefully get back to it at some point. He's walking home, Talmud Chacham Echad, he's walking home from Shul on Shabbos, and he passes by one of his neighbors, and his neighbor says, don't stop, I don't want to speak to you. He's waiting for a guy, he didn't want to speak to him because he's scared that the guy's going to tell him that it's us. Anyhow, he was having like 10 guests, and his generator blew, whatever it was, his electricity blew, and he was going to call a guy. He ended up calling the guy five times over Shabbos. So it's a common thing that the generator blows. Maybe it's not as common in certain places, but it's quite common, and therefore, and it's avshamilso, it's very well known whether or not the air conditioner is going on. The whole place is black, and the air conditioner is off, and all of a sudden the whole yeshiva is coming back to life again when all the lights go on, all the air conditioner goes on. The meila, it's avshamilso, his lashon is be'enei ha'amoin huter iser amir la'akum legamri b'chol olam tes malachas l'loy kol hagbalot, and he's dead right. That's what it is for many people. That's what this guy said. This guy basically told me, he says he's going to call a guy. He didn't know the halacha whether or not his mutter is. He's going to call a guy. Don't tell me that it's aser. I'm going to. This is what we do. Don't aser for me. And Memela, Rabbi Yasha said, even in that case, he says, Torah shelamadati ba'af hi she'omdali. Remember, even though the entire yeshiva is going to have, is not going to be able to learn properly, nevertheless, he didn't want him out there. However, halach l'maisa, it seems, motu b'shmei de Rabbaran was mekel, and b'frat, if you understand that air conditioning is turning on air conditioner, is using electricity, is only a derabanan, which is a big machlekes of poiskim, poiskim manenu, whether or not using electricity, not that doesn't involve a deraisa of heating up something, which might be heating up metal, which might be a deraisa, rather just turning on an air conditioner, ukedeme, that a vacuum cleaner, these types of things, using electricity in a way, turning on LEDs, using electricity, if it's only a derabanan, according to Chazon Yitzchak, shash deraisa, according to Rosh Hashanah, pashas only derabanan. Therefore, if you could understand asking a guy, it would be a shvus to shvus, and you'd be able to be make a lechur in a case where it's very hot. There's kama v'kama tzurufim that be'etam, not even tzurufim, good reasons they should be able to make without tzurufim according to the way we've come out. But if you understand that it's a derabanan, then it's a shvus to shvus for Moki Mitzvah, Talmud Torah Rabbim. Even without that, you have a Bala Itter that says that you're even allowed to ask him to do a deraisa, but welcome to Tzurich Godel. And the Chur, entire yeshiva, not being able to learn properly in the Chatzar of Gadol, Yisum Yizeh. And the Maitha, the Chshash, Befrat, if there's younger people there also, if there's kids there, it's Avos Ubanim, whatever it is, some kids that are learning there also, and it's very hot, you also have the Chshash of Hakol Chayim Meitzelach Chayim, and Kim Dumani, that many are now to be Mekel, the Maitha, I'll pre this. Yes, we have this Rabbi Yashiv, and if you could get around it, then terrific. Well, the ma'isa, but welcome to Talmud Torah Rabbim, little Talmud Torah Rabbim, the process of the chashash of young kids. Certainly, there is what to be makel for, and the pashas you could be makel. The shaila is in a place where you have a heter to be makel. We've seen so far, kama v'kama makremai, that Chazal were makel with regard to Amir Lakum. First of all, with regard, we saw in Sif Aleph, and the Chur, that's the Pashtas, the same Heter that's here in Sif A, that for Chuyle, you're allowed to ask a guy to do Malachas. The Tzarech Kotin, you're allowed to ask a guy to do Malachas. Shvus to Shvus, we found you're allowed to ask to do Malachas, according to the Bala Eter, you're even allowed to ask him to do a Daraisa. You're allowed to be Semach on that, even if we don't go like the Bala Eter, the Mishnah Berurah says we can be Semach on that, to be Moinei Ami Mechshol Darabim, if the air goes down, we can name it. So we have Kama Mekayimah that we allow you to ask a guy to do Malacha. The Shaila is, do you have to ask the guy B'derech Remez, or can you tell the guy straight out? So the truth is, with regard to our Sif, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mutter Ratzon Le'emar Afilu Le'emar B'Ferish B'Shabbos L'Hasek. It's Mutter to tell the guy straight out. Now, he doesn't say Mefurish, that's what you should do, you don't even have to be Merabbis if you could be Merabbis. But he says that if you need to, you could. But the Mashmois is, he doesn't say that you should try to be Meramez Lechatchila. The Mashmois is that you're allowed to be Mekel straight up. However, so with regard to Shmir Shabbos Lechatchila, he talks about the case of the Bala Itter, the head of the Bala Itter, to ask the guy to fix the Erev. He says that it's talking about a case when you're asking the guy to fix the Erev, it's talking about that you weren't able to be Meramez to him. Because if you're able to be Meramez to him, you're able to tell him to do it in Raif and Avashinoi, either one of those, you should have to do it like that. Mashmois says, they have to be Meramez. I saw in the Sefer Amir Lakum. Is it Tafka because of Bala Itter? The Chura, in that case, we're being Semechon. That we're being. You're still not gaining the Isser of being. You're still on the. You're taking it down. We'll get to that in a second. The truth is that I saw in the Sefer Amir Lenochri. That he says in Hinems on Kupshutai, Parakalas, he says that any time that you're going to ask a guy to do Malacha, in any scenario, Nechatchila, you should ask him to do Derech Remez. And he's Mitzayin Rabbi Chanan on the bottom. Rabbi Chanan is what we saw in Beitza, Ois Mem Tes. Rabbi Chanan says that he says, when you're coming to ask a guy to do Malacha on Shabbos, even when you have a Heter to ask him, they're talking about being Mechamim water for the baby, Agav the mother. So he says, why do we have to do it Agav the mother? He says, because when you do an agav the mother, then there's not going to be an Isser Amira. You're allowed to tell him, put up a pot of water for the mother. And when he puts up the entire pot of water, you're also going to be having water heated up for the child. So he says, there's two chalakim to every, this is what we mentioned in the past, this is how many, many of the Achreinim go, and the Chonam, and the Archa Shulchan, and the Gleital, and the Stipler, that there's always two chalakim to every Amir La'akum. There's the Isser Amira of Dabar Dover. You're not allowed to tell him when you're asking him on Shabbat. There's the Dabar Dover. and there's the Isra Amiru, and there's also the Malacha, that he's a shliach for you to do the Malacha on Shabbos. And the nafkamina between the two is when you're asking before Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, you don't have Isra Amiru, but you have Isra Shlichus. You ask him on Shabbos to do something after Shabbos, you have Isra Amiru, you don't have Isra Shlichus. When you ask him on Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, then you have both of them, Isra Amiru and Isra Shlichus. Says Rav Chanan, if you have the Yecholis by this Katan, to get out of at least one of them, that you shouldn't have the Isra Amiru, you only have the Isra Malacha B'Shlichus, he says, then you have a Chiyuv to do that. He brings down this Rav Chanan, and he says, L'maisa b'negeah t'chayla, the meaning of the murmur, he says, is not that way. When it comes to Chayla, then we tell the guy straight out, and if there's a guy taking care of an older person who has a din of a Chayla, then we don't beat him around the bush, we just tell him exactly what he needs, and that's with regard to that. The Mashmoy says, though, he understood that with regard to everything else, every other Kula, and that's this Mishnah Berurah also here at the end of the Simin, with regard to asking him to light a fire, it's also the heter of chayla b'etzem. How could chayla meitzel akar? There, the mashmaiz mishnah beruzi light asks him straight out. It sounds like if you in the other cases where you're matir, in cases of shvus to shvus, if you could be meram as the chatchila, then you should be meram as the chatchila, and to get around the heter of to get around the iser of davar davar. Sometimes that shvus to shvus is be'etzem. There still is an iser that they matir it, but makom mitzvah. However.
There's no.
There wouldn't be a davar davar in the case of Tzarev Gadol, in the case of other cases. Maybe in the case of mitzvahs you wouldn't have, in the case of Tzarev Gadol you would have.
Can you point
a shliach with the remez? Yes, if he's doing it for you. In all these cases, if you don't have the ability to be meramez, then certainly the chazal matered it even if you don't. The question is only lechatchila, should you try to be meramez if you could be meramez? That's with Reish Ayin Vav. The interesting thing with Reish Ayin Vav, maybe I'll take a chance. I saw in the Isva Hadar Mishnah Berurah in Hamavur, at the end of the Simen, they quote all the halachas that came out of Reish Ayin Vav, just according to the halacha from the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharatim, the Bir halacha. They just quote the actual halacha, they pull it out, and there's a very many halachas in Shabbos. It's unique, the din of Amir Lenachri, Mir Lakum, more than many other halachas that we've seen. Many other halachas, it's very hard to translate what you've seen in the Mishnah Berurah to the practical applications of Maisa. As opposed to over here, the klalim are very clear. And these klalim apply no matter where. It's basically klalim. Once you get the klalim, yeah, you can have, is electricity considered shvus to shvus or not? But the actual klalim apply the same way that they did 200 years ago, 500 years ago, and 1,000 years ago. And the Meila, just to take out, make a whole list of just the halachas, maybe if I have a chance, I'll try to print it out. Just the halachas which come out mamash from the Mishnah Berurah without any hoisafes, if you could have the klalim as they are from the Mishnah Berurah, it's a tremendous tayala. Simin Shim Zayin Tef Aleph. Dinei Shabbos Atluim B'Dibur. Davar Davar Shnei Yedibur Shal Shabbos Yedibur Shal Chol. Hilka Chatzir Loimar Davar Pleni Yasa Lamachar Yitzchar Pleni Sekna Lamachar Tzil B'Tzil Zvar Metein Lamas Laharim. The Achrenim bring down the Yerushalmi that says Amr of Avo, Shabbat Lashem, Makadish Baruch Hu, Shabbat Mi Maimer, Afatash Vois Mi Maimer. Makadish Baruch Hu rested from Maimer, you two also be rested from Maimer. What does that mean? The Marshal says in Kuf Yud Gimel, by this Gemara of the Shliya, Devorch, and Shabbat, Devorch, and Shel Kol, he says that Makadish Baruch Hu created Bedvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasim. Makadish Baruch Hu created Basar, Ma'amoris, Nivroilim. Makadish Baruch Hu created the world, his Malacha wasn't a Malacha of creation with hands, whether it's a malacha of Dibur. The Meila, when Kadosh Baruch was Shavas, he was Shavas from Dibur. The Meila, we have a Chiv also to be Shavas from Dibur on Shabbat. And not only that, the Yerushalmi continues and it says, Amar B'chanina, Midoichik etir lishol b'shalom b'shabbat, that Midoichik they matir you to say good Shabbat, to ask somebody how he's doing on Shabbat. It's not so precious to speak on Shabbat b'chlal. Shabur brings down that the Chassidim and Shemaisa are agreed together that they only speak in Lashon HaKodesh, that they should have to think twice before that they speak. Berhitev, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote this, but it's a Berhitev brings down quite a scary thing. Hanishma ledaver kim Lashon HaKodesh b'Shabbos tavah bracha kim mechalaleh nemar al mishma davar gam kim dvar metenel b'Shabbos. I am bizarre. Mechalaleh. He didn't bring down the rest of the pasuk, but we know what the rest of the pasuk is. Mechalaleh might you want. It says, it's also referring to somebody that's mechalaleh with regard to Shabbos, with Dvar Metin. So I don't know if he meant to say that it's chas v'chalila, somebody that does it is chayiv miso, but he means to say that it's a chilul of the Shabbos to speak so much, to speak Dvar Metin. Now, how do we pass on Lech Lamaisa? It sounds like the Mechaber goes like this. Mechaber says, Vafilu b'sichas dvar b'teilim, osir l'harmetz. You're not allowed to be marba, osir l'harmetz. You're not allowed to be marba in dvar b'teilim. So, the truth is, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that dafka l'harmetz seems to be osir, but even a ma'at is not considered, is not a problem. You have to know where you draw the line with regard to that, because miut sichah is one of the kinyanim atir. There's a shaila, does it mean to be a ma'at, or even a miut sichah is a chelik of the that wouldn't be considered. But even dvar b'teilim asur l'harbeit. Now, the mashmois is that it's takan iser, and there is no heter for this. The only problem is, if that's the case, then how come the Ramah says that if you have tainos, if you have an oinig from speaking about different types of things, of steeper shmuis v'divrei chadushim u'oinig lehem, motzer l'saf m'shalis m'b'chol. That's motzer. In fact, Aruch HaShulchan, the lechera, if it's iser davar davar, then how do you matter because you have a gishmak? It says, v'ai stois, that's m'shalmi, that says that it's also m'ikar adin, is not, we don't pass on that, it's not an ikar adin. We talk to do not pass on that way. And even though Taisus brings down this m'shalmi, he says, he wants to say it's m'chalis in Rashi and Taisus, and it's only milsa de chesidusa, b'etzem, it's not a ikar adin, and therefore the mokam tainig will be mutter. Now the Mishnah Berurah clearly learns not that way. Mishnah Berurah understands that it's not just milsa de chesidus, and he says that in a harami it's taka aser, and he says yizor to be even according to the Ramah that matters it. He says don't take this heter too far, because it's not a milsa, it's not a Lav Mishnas Chasidim. It's not Mishnas Chasidim. This Indian Sakanada Milsa de Chasidus. And it's not Mishnas Chasidim to be marbe because it's giving somebody else a gishmak, and therefore one should go easy on the Dvar B'Teilim. What is the person supposed to do if he has a guest? And to make his guest feel comfortable, he's got a shmuz with him. So is that also problematic? So he wants to speak about, I don't know, he wants to speak about how many threads they sew socks from. I don't know, whatever it is that interests him. Are you allowed to talk about that on Shabbos to make your guests feel good? So there you could say that maybe in a chalami over there it's not considered dvar b'teilim. That's the mitzvah of achnasas orchim, is to make him feel good. So even though we're not going to allow you to go ahead and mamash speak in yonim of mekach u'memchar to make a guy feel good, al achnasas orchim, that's because that's be'etim aser. Here it's only aser because it's dvar b'teilim, so therefore it's aser. But it's not going to be considered dvar b'teilim if you need it to make the guy feel at home. So there is that in Mincha Shabbos, he printed about 120 years ago. He says, it's written on the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. He says in the back in the Shuri Shabbos, he says, "Yesh lahater laharbis diburim umarech miskaven laenig harech lechoynim." If you're trying to make him feel good and you're trying to make him from give him covet, then you would be allowed to. From the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like that you have to be able to have the oenig Shabbos yourself. If you have an oenig for making that guy have oenig, then we have a heter to be to matter it. V'imhu misanig mashehim misanigim efshevi yesh lahakol, says the Mishnah Berurah. Over here, he's saying that if you have a guest, then you don't really have to come onto that even. That you don't have to come onto the fact that you're going to have a tainig. Even if you don't have the tainig, but you're doing it to make him feel like comfortable, then you would have a heter also for that. Now, some of the ulama ask, is there a heter for the nishtav Shabbos geret? This is the Shabbos Geret, but by the way, if you want to know where you're allowed to buy this table, then this is in the store, it's on sale. Is there any such heter for that on Shabbos? I don't know of any such heter. But, L'chura, there's an interesting, I did see, brought down an interesting bachacher at the beginning of Simon Shin Zayin. He says if somebody meets you on Shabbos, and you're only going to see him on Shabbos, you came in just for Shabbos, and you're not going to see him after Shabbos, and it's an Indian of Hefsen Berubah. He wants to sign a Kenzan, you could be Mekol, to speak to him. If you're not mamish doing mekach memkar, but you're just speaking about you're not buying and selling mamish, but you're talking about these types of things, then he says that kenzan you could be mekol if you say it in an oifin that beheder Shabbos. I think he says if it wouldn't be Shabbos, he says that you're making a hecker in your dibur, that it's not dibur lo yeh diburchus of Shabbos ki diburchus shochol. You're making your dibur of Shabbos like a different than chol. Nishlo Shabbos Gerit is saying that this is not on during the weekday. We just speak free. Shoot the breeze. However, when it comes to Shabbos, in Shabbos, our deeper is different. We could talk, we can walk on Shabbos. This doesn't mean you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos. You walk, but you walk differently. You talk, but you talk differently. He says, maybe Ulai is a makam to be makel in such a case. But it's only a makam hefsar meruba, and still also with a heker, and not certainly not to sell anything. Now, the Machaber says that Dover Zeh Esel HaMachar, it's also to say Dover Zeh Esel HaMachar. I'm not going to do this tomorrow. This Malach I'm going to do tomorrow. Now, what are the, just to give the Gedarim of what's Mutter and what's Aser. To say that you're going to do anything tomorrow, which is a Malacha, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, whether it's Aser Midarais, whether it's Aser Midarabanan, that is Aser on Shabbos. You're not allowed to say, I'm going to go to a place, even if it only involves an Aser Midarabanan, I'm going to do a certain Malacha, even if it's only Aser Midarabanan. However, something which could be mutter has a way that it's able, you're able to do it in a way that it's mutter, then in a chacham you're allowed to say, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're allowed to say, I'm going to go on a boat tomorrow. Because there's a refanim that you're able to go on a boat, in it says in Reish Memches, many different places. There's a refanim that you're even allowed to board a boat, you're allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos itself. So since there's ways that it's mutter on Shabbos itself, therefore you're allowed to say, I'm going to go on a boat. Mishum Zalman is even mitzadeh, even though it seems in the Aruch HaShulchan there in Sifcha Palas, not this way. But he says, even Tzadet, that since there's a way to do a Nisiyah on Shabbos, which is Mutter, you're allowed to say, I need Nisiyah Machar, even if you're not planning on going with a boat. Because Nisiyah has different ways that are Mutter. Either with a boat or with a bike, which Aruch HaShabbos says maybe Bizmaneinu, it's already people are not ready to use it, so it's in the Davar Aser or the Nechol. But you're going with a bicycle, you're going in a way which is Mutter. Now, if you just say, I'm going to go tomorrow, without saying that I'm going to travel tomorrow in a car, I'm going to go tomorrow to here, I'm going to go tomorrow to there, then Mepashas, that's Mutter. You're not mentioning any Malacha B'chol. And Mepashas, even if you're going to, you say, I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow, you're in America, I'm going to go to America tomorrow, as long as you're not saying the Malacha, and there's a possibility for it to be done in a way which is Mutter, like with a boat, which is Mutter, then that's not a problem. To say I'm going to speak to somebody tomorrow, even though you're planning on calling him on the phone, to say I'm going to call him on the phone tomorrow, that's Aser. But to say I'm going to speak to him tomorrow, even though your intention is that you're going to speak to him on the phone, that's Mutter. Anytime that you're not mentioning the Malacha, then you're doing it in Eifrin, which is Heter, it's not a problem, because you're not mentioning that you're planning on doing a Malacha. However, if you're saying that you're going to do a Malacha, that's what's the problem. Davar Pleni Esel HaMachor is when you're mentioning the Malacha, which is that's what's Aser to say on Shabbos. Where you're doing, where you're not mentioning a malacha, even though your intention is through a malacha, but as long as there's a way to do it that it's not a malacha, then
you can't board a boat on Shabbos.
There are ways to board a boat on Shabbos. There are ways that are mutter to board a boat on Shabbos. There are certain ways. If you did your kaddish mitzvah before Shabbos, and there's other ways. Seder, it doesn't make a difference. As long as there are certain ways that it's mutter, then if you have ways that are mutter, then.
Can you speak to him or America? I'm going to speak to my brother in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. Theoretically, he could be that he's going to come here, and you're going to speak to him. You're going to speak to him face to face. There's ways that he can come. That it doesn't have to be an Isser. As long as there's a certain way, as long as you're not mentioning something that's Be'echrek has to be Malacha, you're not saying any Malacha, then that's not a problem.
All Malacha could be winter.
So that's not that's like dechuyer, but that's not considered bet in the heter. That's not something which is a heter. It's only dechuyer because of the pikuach nefesh. But that wouldn't be considered enough of a het. That's a it's nidche because of the pikuach nefesh, but not because it's be'etem mutter. Chur. The Shmir Shabbos Gachos brings down in Ha'ara Kofayin, he's matayin the bachacher who says that it's meduyik in the mechaber that you're not to say davar pleini e'etel amachar. This thing I'm going to do tomorrow. The mashmois is to speak about that somebody else is going to do malacha tomorrow is beseder. It's only to say that you're going to do something tomorrow is a problem, but to say it's about somebody else, that's not a problem. The question is, why would that be? Is it because it's totally not shaykh to you? The malacha is not, we don't look at it as a dibur shel chol if it's not shaykh to you b'chlal. The mashmois is that he wants to be mitzad like that lekulam. Lamaisa, with regard to the theorem of things that you're allowed to speak about, you're not allowed to speak about where you're going to buy, but you're allowed to speak about something that it's really in Sivov. You're allowed to say anything that you already paid for. Somebody asks you, how much did you buy your tie for? I bought my tie for 15 shekel, for 500 shekel, whatever it is. You're allowed to say how much money you spent on something. You're allowed to say anytime that you're speaking about something in the past, then I bought this in this store, I bought this That's only if the person that you're speaking to is not interested in buying that. If the person that you're interested in is buying that, they're interested in finding out where can you buy such a tie, where can you buy such a thing, to tell them that, then you're be'etzim, what you're trying to do is a dibur shalchol, you're trying to be miyayitzim where you're able to get something, that is considered a dibur shalchol. But if you're not trying to be miyayitzim, you're just, it's a sipur dvarim ba'alma, you're just relating what happened. Like somebody said over here, I saw it actually brought down in the Aruch HaShabbos, the exact case. Somebody's going to buy an apartment. Then what did you see? I went and already saw a few apartments, and none of them were, I wasn't happy with any of them. That's not a problem. That's just a secret vulnerability of the past. That's not a problem at all. However, when you start discussing something which one of the two have an interest in, by the way, if you want to know, there's a great sale going on IKEA till the end of the week. So then, obviously you're trying to be me, it's a guy, that's a deeper of Masvat, and that's not considered, that's a deeper of Chol, that's just not a secret Dvarim Ba'alma, and that would be something which would be Aser on Shabbos. Sif Bey talks about Aser Liskor Poyelim V'leilem V'leilem Liskor Poyelim V'Shabbos Afa Pishayin Yisrael Tzorek Lesim Lacha L'Achar Shabbos Shekol Mashu Aser V'Aseisei Aser Lerim V'leilem V'Aseisei. Anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do. If you have some Hetzel B'Sol in the past, then you're allowed to ask a guy to do it. Avo Mutter Lerim V'leilem V'Achar Shabbos Lama L'Aseisei Dover Plenim V'Shabbos Sh'Ovar. This is an interesting halacha which is brought down here in the Mechaber, that a remez b'derech tzivui is mutter when you do it during the week and not on Shabbos. There is all types of ways of conveying a message to a guy. Three basic ways, that is. There is telling the guy, turn on the light. That's usher, whether it's Shabbos, it's also during the week to tell him to turn on the light if it's going to be on Shabbos. Turn the light on Shabbos. Then there's remez, shalei b'derech tzivui. It's very light in the room, it's hard for me to go to sleep. That's mutter during the week. And that's mutter on Shabbos in an oifen where there's not going to be a direct hanoh from the malacha that the guy is doing. And then there's something in between. There's remez b'derech tzivui. You're telling him, a remez, how come you didn't turn off the light after I left the room? That means you're clearly trying to be meramez to him to turn off the light on Shabbos after I leave the room. That is usher on Shabbos as the Mishnah Berurah, but it's mutter during the week. Why? First of all, you have two basic problems. The first problem that you have is, what does he say? Mutter lema lecha Shabbos, lema lecha Shabbos, lema lecha Shabbos. How come he didn't turn on the light when I walk into the room? So you have two problems. First of all, even if you're going to tell him now, during the week, why didn't he turn on the light when I walked into the room? If he turns on the light on Shabbos, when you walk into the room, you're not going to be able to be nana from that. Even had he not said anything during the week, had he turned the light for you on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to be nana from that. That's the first aura. The second aura is that l'chura mamon avshach, is this remez b'loshem sibur considered a dibur or not? If it's considered a dibur, it should be also during the week. If it's not considered a dibur, it should be mutter even on Shabbos. Where is this half-baked type of dibur that is mutter during the week and it's also on Shabbos? So with regard to the first Ha'ara, that L'chura, even had you not been Meramah Zaveh at all, had he done it for you on Shabbos, it should be Aser, the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by that. And the Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking about a case where there's no Iser Hanah here. For example, you already have one candle in the room, and he's lighting a second candle, so you're able to be Nana from that second light that the guy lit for you. However, in a case where you're going to have direct Hanah, that is Inif Hanami is going to be Aser. With regard to the second akuda of Mamanavshah, is it considered a Dibur, is not considered a Dibur? That's not clear, Makhlal and Mishnah Berurah is not Mishach to it. He says, it's the type of thing which, even though it's Asar on Shabbos, the Remez is Asar on Shabbos, however, during the week it's going to be Mutter. Stein is not, it's somewhere in between. I heard B'Shem Talmud Kofa Mechon, wanted to say, it's not so much of a Zilzul. It's not Mamash a Dibur, and therefore, it's in between, it's a little bit of a Zilzul. If you do it during the week, it's not so bad. Only if you do it on Shabbos, then it would be a problem. Now, L'chur, we have a different issue. And that is that any time the guy wants to do this malacha for you on Shabbos, then even if you don't have a problem of being nana from it, because it's just a second light, we have a problem of makom. If a guy wants to do a malacha in your house, then if he wants to light a second candle, then you have a chiv to be meichet. L'chur, you should have a chiv to be meichet. The truth is that the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Alachas Mitzchak says, he says, "Umari b'malacha she'ina tzarach limchoyis k'shurayis hagoy yosef me'asme b'shabbos." Ukmoish nitzarach b'seifas tif Mishnah Berurah. It's talking about the type of malacha that you don't have to be meicha. He's not saying that it's talking about an instance since you told him during the week, so therefore he has rishus and therefore you don't have to be meichen. We're talking about a specific type of malacha that you don't have to be meichen. Why don't you have to be meichen? Because it's the second nair. And therefore, how come you don't have to be meichen? That's not exactly clear, and we're going to wait for the end of the siman to finally talk about macha, when yes macha, when not macha, just because there's a very important mishnah brewer there at the end of the siman, Sefkot and Ayin Vav, which I would love to get to today, but I don't think we're going to. That we'll discuss Beis Hashem. So we have a heter over here, just it should be clear, there is this heter that you're allowed to tell a guy to do malacha, b'derech remez, tziva b'derech remez, if it's during the week. Remez is very often mutar on Shabbos. Tzivoy is also even during the week. Remez, b'derech tzivoy, is also on Shabbos and mutar during the week. How come you didn't do this for me last week? That is sif. No, there's one more halacha over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that something which is only asur mishum chumra ba'alma, davar she'enel minug v'chumra ba'alma, shari leimer lein yudi la'aseisei. Now, exactly what are we referring to? Something which is only asur mitei chumra. The Prima Gadim says I'm not clear what he's referring to. However, the Paiske is marnenu bring down kamam v'kremes that the Mishnah Berurah has said that yesh lahachmer lechatchila. For example, if you have a sefer in it, and it says on the side of the sefer, New York Public Library, whatever it says on it, and you're not supposed to read it on Shabbos either, anyhow, Shas Taz. It's not, it's a Gemara. And on the side of the Gemara it says, Chaim Yankel Dani Petra. He wrote it because he doesn't want anybody to use it. Now he wants to use it on Shabbos. Opening up the pages on Shabbos, Lamaisa Mishnah Berurah says, Me'ikar Hadin, it's Mutter. However, Yesh Lahachmer, if you have another Sefer. In such a case, these types of cases that it's a Chumrah, then Memela, in a Chanamid, there's no problem to ask a guy to open it for you on Shabbos. Not only that, the Shemir Shabbos Chalasa brings down that the Kalkelos HaShabbos, Tiferes Yisrael and Azak Dama says, additionally, right after this halacha that he says something which is also Mishum Chomer, he says also something which is a machlaikis apaiskim. That according to some paiskim it's aser, and according to some paiskim it's mutter lechatchila, you'd be able to ask a guy to do it on Shabbos. One such example, the Mishnah Berurah actually brings this down, is in Siman Shin Beis. There's a shayla of somebody that has his jacket is dusty. It's machlaikis tin rashi and tesis whether or not there's a problem to shake it out. Possibly only when it's full of water is the problem to shake it out because of schita, libum. However, when it's dusty and the dust is on top, then maybe shaking it out is not a problem. The Mechaber says one should be machmer, machmer tavel bracha. And Mishnah Berurah says idea goy, it's not a problem. He actually is moisef that maybe there is also an Indian covered brias there. That's one of the cases that they bring down. These cases that the Mishnah Berurah bring down, that yesh lahachmer lechatchila ukedayme, or it's machlekes apreis, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Even in these cases that were machmer. However, Aideh Goy would be Mutter. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, also leitin l'goy mois me'er v'shabes mitzis lo'i v'shabes, ava yachol lo'imer lo'i kanei la'atmecho v'mitzarech ekinim v'chol achar Shabbos. If Simmons Bash is only going on, I don't think they're around anymore, is only going on for one day on Shabbos, and you need a suit, so you tell the guy, oh, by the way, if you could buy me a suit in Simmons, there's a bash going on. Now the bash is only for one day. It was usually for a week, I think. But it's only for one day, and if you can only go on Shabbos, then even though you didn't tell him to go on Shabbos, if the only way for him to do it is on Shabbos, then it's problematic. However, in a case where you're allowed to buy it for yourself, if I need it, then I'm going to buy it after Shabbos. That I can understand. However, the Mishnah Berurah takes it even one step further. He says, it's Chur Mavur from by Chometz Pesach, afilu im mafsicha shikmenu acharka gam kimotim. Kimen achshav kinyan la'atzmi. You tell the guy, buy it. I'm guaranteeing you that I'm buying it from you after Shabbos. You buy it now, and I'm going to buy it from you. Why is that mutter? Clearly, the guy is buying it. The guy is buying it for himself. The guy is buying it for you. Never would have thought in a million years to buy this thing. He's buying a kapata. Lay there. Whatever he's buying, at least selling the job. He's buying something for the year that the year wouldn't. He never would have bought. He's certainly buying it for the year. How can you say he's not buying it for the year? So the query you have to say over here, since the guy Lamais is spending his own money, that he's not 100% sure that the year is going to buy it for him, even though he's guaranteeing him. He didn't put it down in, I don't know if he put it down in writing over here with two witnesses. The Meila, he's not saying on him 100%. Therefore, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, is going out on a limb. He's buying it knowing that there's a possibility that he might have to keep it for himself. And there's a binding with the possibility that if he decides that he wants to keep it for himself, he's allowed to keep it for himself. If after Shabbos he says, you know what? I really like the way that this thing looks, I'm going to go ahead and this bare hat You know, fur hat looks. It's awesome. I'm going to keep it. So then, in Echanami, he doesn't have to sell it to the Yid. And therefore, it's considered as if he's doing it for himself, and that's why it's mutter for the Yid to be Semuchan. Siv Dalid talks about mutter losses like going moist, marriage, Shabbos, like this, Vavanchla, Yermu, like Kanebe Shabbos. You let him give him money. As long as you tell him, you don't tell him to buy for your own Shabbos. The first case is. This case is also you're giving the guy your own money. And Mishabura says it really depends. Even if you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, the klal is if the only time for him to do it is on Shabbos, then be'etzem for all intents and purposes you told him to do it on Shabbos. However, if there is the possibility to get it not on Shabbos, even if it's not so much, they open from I don't know half an hour before Shabbos till Matzah Shabbos. There is the possibility to do it before Shabbos. Then that's fine, even though most probably he's going to do it on Shabbos, you have the ability to do it before Shabbos, that is fine. It's only when there's no possibility to do it on except on Shabbos, that's when it's problematic. Ramesha, we'll see maybe these halachas a little bit more in Reish Mem Hey, but Ramesha says, with regard to this halacha, he quotes this halacha, Ramesha in Chede Gimel Mem Dalet, he says that if you have a broker, if you have a stockbroker, and you tell your stockbroker, by the way, if my stocks go up to a certain price, then sell out. Then that's a problem. Because if on Shabbos it goes up to that price, then your stockbroker is going to have to sell out, and you can only sell it on Shabbos. If he wants to be your stockbroker, then he has to listen to what you said. When you told him to sell out, when he goes, my stocks go up to $4 from $3, if they go up on Shabbos to $4, then he's not going to sell for you, because he's clearly selling for you. He has no other time that he can sell it. He can only sell it when it goes up to 4, and a 4 is on Shabbos. So even though he didn't tell him lahedio to sell out on Shabbos, and theoretically, it could have gone up to 4 before Shabbos, but now that it went up to 4 on Shabbos, then the reason why he's selling is because he's forced to sell now, because he told him, he says that would be problematic,
l'cher. But he's not forced to sell, because technically he can stay at $4 after Shabbos, and he'd be able to sell it after Shabbos.
Yeah, but you don't know what's going to happen.
He doesn't know
what's going to happen. He's not going to take that chance. He's a stockbroker. It depends what type of stockbroker you have. But if he's loyal to his... And he doesn't want to take any chance for himself. Then he's going to go. What? No. He's doing b'shlichus. The problem is the shlichus. He's doing a malach of b'shlichus. What he's doing? He's doing a mitzvah for you. He's selling. He's doing a malach for you. He's doing something b'shlichus.
Huh?
What do you mean?
The
no, it's usher to do it. It's not. It's not whether or not. He's not allowed to be your shliach. You're not allowed to tell him to do that. Is the mir going to be usher? He's going to be doing it b'shlichuscha if he comes down on Shabbos. He's doing a malacha b'shlichuscha. The ma'isa. It's because of your amira, l'chera. It's because of your amira. The amira is going to be usher if he's doing it. If he's going to end up because of your amira doing on Shabbos, then it's a shlichu.
You don't know.
You're telling him that if this is what happens on Shabbos, then this is what, for all intents and purposes, this is what you're doing. I'm telling you that if this is what happens, in other words, if the only time I need this and this thing, if he goes down looking and sees that the only time that you could buy it is on Shabbos, then be'etzem what I told him to do is buy on Shabbos, because there's no other time to buy it. He only found out on Shabbos that this is the only time that he could buy it. The same thing over here. He found out on Shabbos, this is the one he could sell. This is the only time that he could sell. The exactly what to do with investment and other things that we'll see in Ritzishin Reish Mem Hey. It talks about giving your money over to Goy before Shabbos, Reish Mem Hey, Sif Dalet. Hopefully we'll be able to get to that. The whole pachas to see the Mechav and Mishnah Berurah, I hope, after we see Shin Kaf Hey. Sif, we'll skip, we saw Sif Hey, skip to Sif Yud Tes. There's two halachas that are mentioned over here with regard to somebody that's going to lose money, and that is that you're allowed to call, you're allowed to say call a matzalein a mafsin, and you're also allowed to say call the guy to your house, and he's going to, as soon as he comes, he's going to see the problem and fix it. He sees the wine spilling out, he's going to go fix it. The Yesh Mishaymer, that those that say that it's only mutter shleihitiru ala b'dleika dafka, the only mutter by dleika. Now lechera, the first svara is very understandable, and that is lechera, if we say it even by dleika, where the whole iser, why did they mutter by dleika? To say kol mechabe in a mafsah. Because if we didn't mutter it, then the yid might come to go out and put out the fire himself. Now putting out the fire himself is only an iser derabanan. It's a malach shenachich legufa. With regard to other cases, for example, somebody has a barrel of wine that might break or started breaking. Certainly, if you don't allow him to call a guy, call a matzil in a matzid, then he might come to fix the barrel, which is an iser daraisa. For sure, we should be mekel. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Machaber brings down the Yesh Mishayim Rishlei Hitira LeBleika Bavad Dafka. The shell is, why would it only be mutter by dleika? The Mashmois is maybe because a person loses himself by a fire. By fire, it's something which is very scary, and the person might lose himself. However, look at the Rajba and Tshuva. There's two Tshuvas of Rajba about this. Chelak Aleph, Tuf, Reish, Tuf, Shin, Pei, Dalet. And Chelak Dalet, Reish, Ayin, Zayin. And he says, the case that's asked is really the first case of the Mechaber. Tzcherin has said this B'Shabbos Ayidei Gishomim. And you want to move it, ask a guy to move it, it's Mokta. He says there's no heter to ask a guy to move it, because what's the chashash from here? That the Yid is going to come to do it himself? That's only Yisra Darabanan. We're not scared that the Yid is going to come to do an Yisra Darabanan. I mean, it's a terrible thing. We're not going to make a zero. We're not going to give a heter if the chashash is only that the Yid is going to come to do Yisra Darabanan. However, the mashmoyf is that even according to the Rashba, if there would be a chashash of Yisra Darais, like the case of the Mishnah Berurah, that you have to take it out into Nushas Rav Mukadema, then in a Hanami, we would matter it. It's not clear why it would be dafka by Dleiko. The Halacha L'Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's the general rule of the Mechaber over here. It's Tam Yishem. We pass like the Tam, the Mela. Certainly, any time of a Hefzid Pithrim, Shin Lamadal is Mashma, even if it's not, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir. Any time that there's a Hefzid Pithrim on Shabbat, then a person let us say, Kol Mechaber, Eino Mafsin. That being the case, Lechura, the different cases that they bring down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in his Akdama to Hilchos Shabbos, he says, Kigurin Shikarli Hefzid Pis is talking about Hafnan Bin Yanin. He says it's not going to help if a person learns how Chomer Shabbos is if he doesn't know the halacha. So he says, Hadimin Kigurin Shikarli Hefzid Pisayim, Shemordu Behemoisov, Uborchon Meshabbos. So he wasn't a Tanagrin, Shikarnazim, Chazish, Laragul, Beitzer, Borchon. He has animals that are not used to being home and they ran away on Shabbos. What are you allowed to do? Mama Oid Nekaloi, Likoshu Bisr, Teda, the Raisikish Yitfasim. You run after them and you're going to grab them. That's the Isser Daraisa. And even to ask a guy to grab them is not going to be mutter to do with their Isser. The Ilo Hayalaymid Hadin, Hayedeh Oifana Mutter. Had he learned the halachas, he would know the way that's mutter. What's that? Behind the Shiyamir, Kolamatsal, Ain't a Mafsid. He says, Kolamatsal, Ain't a Mafsid. That means the Mishnah Berurah understood that at the end of the day, Lachla Maisa, we're going to be Mekel. In a case of a Hefsid, say Kolamatsal, Ain't a Mafsid, even if we're not talking about Adleh. Says Aruch Shabbos, a common case is that if somebody realizes that his freezer is unplugged on Shabbos and his all's meat inside and he's going to lose it. So it happens to be practically that if you have your freezer, it goes off. If you have a freezer just by itself, for sure. Even if you have a fridge freezer, depending on what type you have, if the door is closed entire Shabbos, then mepashas nothing will happen to anything inside of your freezer. Unless, I've had that happen to myself. Friday night, realized it was off, stayed closed the entire Shabbos, and everything was almost totally solid, frozen, after Shabbos. It's totally, if you realize that it was already off from a good few hours before Shabbos, then you have what to worry about. And economy, tell a guy, call whoever plugs in my freezer, in a mafsid. Say, call mechabe in a mafsid. You let it even say the malach, you let it say what you let it, it's a remez b'derech tivoy. Whoever does it, in a mafsid. The mail of the case that we mentioned in the past was on one of the questions. Actually, the case is slightly different than I had on the question. The story was like this. Somebody was making a Shabbos, I think a Simcha, and the grandparents were coming for Shabbos. Now, the grandfather needed somebody to help him out. So they got Randy to come in for Shabbos to help out the grandfather with whatever he needed. Now, over the course of Shabbos, their basement flooded. The question is, can you ask Randy, who's there, to vacuum, use the water vacuum to vacuum up all the water? So if you understand that using electricity, like a vacuum, is only derabanan. Then lechur over here, it's a shvus to shvus, to mokum heftin, pashas heftin meruba, and it would be mutter to ask Randy to use the vacuum. Now, even if you want to say that electricity is daraisa, it will be machmer. In this case, lechur to mokum heftin, you would be able to say, whoever uses the water vacuum will not lose out. Randy will take care of Grandpa. Whoever uses the water vacuum won't lose out. In such a case, lechura, that would be mutter. The mechaber brought down here that there's a kula to say in these cases of hefsid, you're allowed to call somebody to the house and he'll figure out what to do. The truth is this makar, the makar of the halacha, is a rush. We saw the rush that says this. He says, if you're allowed to say, call the mechaber in a mafsid, your mamash is allowed to say straight out, certainly you're allowed to call the guy to your house and he'll figure out what to do. The mashmois is that it's only b'makom hefsid that you're allowed to call a guy to your house. So the question is, how bizmanenu, somebody has a problem, for example, our fellow this Friday night whose electricity went out, and he wants to call a guy to the house. What hefsid do you have to call a guy to the house? Akher, the only matad b'makom hefsid. The truth is that the Ma'ar Shabbos brings down a tshuva from Reb Shlomo Zalman, he asks him this question, and Reb Shlomo Zalman says that, I'll tell you the truth, miyim omdi al daiti, he said, from the time that he was pretty young. From the time he was in Al-Daitin. The question is, Re'isi shemikilim bazeh, ach loy havinoisi klal ha-heter bazeh. Says, I never understood why what heter there is to call a guy to come to the house. Well, you're not to call a guy to come to the house. That's a remez b'derech tivoy. You're telling him, I need you to come to my house to do a malacha. Ach me'oilam le'kasafti b'shum makam bazeh, kimin she'eni reita she'akosu b'shmi le'isr bazeh. Says, I never wrote it down that it's aser, because I never wanted to write down that it's aser. Why? But davar shu no gula hakol, because then it was mekol. Well, lo mazeh in any way to learn a heter was that. I also don't want to be caught the other way. I don't want to say a heter. Now, the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa brings down in the new chelik, he brings down the Shmir Shabbos, and he says that lechura, if you call the guy for his own, for a different reason, you call the guy and say, do you want a shot of schnapps? Then in a chanami, it's not a problem. Then the guy is coming for himself. There, you're not getting him to the house to do a malacha. You're getting from the house for in an eichon which is mutter. I'm getting him, I'm telling him, do you want a shot of schnapps? And he comes for himself for the shot of schnapps. Once he's in the house, I can be meramis him. It's very light in here. I can't fall asleep. And he'll understand what to do. But the calling was for himself. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that was the minhag olam to do that. That's the chura of one eichon which is mutter. Another eichon which is mutter lechura is if you find the guy in the street, and you tell him, by the way, it's very hard for me to sleep because it's very light in my room. So I didn't call him, I never was meramis to him, mitzavah to him, to come to my house. I told him, a remez b'derech tivoy, I just said that it's very light in here, and he has to understand himself to come to the house, but I never called him to the house. In other words, and there's really a bigger shayla, and that is that l'chur, the only time that the rush asserted it, was when it's a remez b'derech tivoy. What's a remez b'derech tivoy? If I call you to my house and you see that there's something there that has to get fixed, then I'm, in effect, what I'm doing is I'm telling you, come to my house and fix this thing. When the guy calls into his house when he goes to the guy's house, he sees that there's a fire. So what I'm doing is I'm calling you to put out the fire. The Rosh says that's what the Mokam has said. It's a remez b'derech tivoy. I mean, Maram is you to do something that is a tivoy. When you come there, you all understand that you're supposed to put out the fire. However, if I'm calling you to my house and you're not going to figure out what to do when you get to my house, for example, we had the case of the guy had his radio on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, blaring Arab music. The Arab comes into the house, he hasn't the slightest idea what he wants from him. The only way that he wants, when he figures out what to do to him, what he wants, is if he's meramis to him afterwards, pull out the plug. But coming to the house, the chur was no isser at all. There wasn't a remez b'derech tivoy. I brought you to the house. You had no idea. You weren't able to figure out b'chlal that there's a problem here. So kenzan, in this case, it's much more tzad to be mekel. And the truth is, there's Simcha Bunim Kohn in the sefer, in the back of the sefer. He has birim, and in this the first birim that he has in the back of the sefer, he brings down the machlekes ha'paiskim with regard to this. He says from Ramosha and from Rabbi Yashiv, I think he says the mashmois is to be machmer. However, from Shlomo Zalman, which I don't know how it says Shlomo Zalman, and the Shevet Alevi, and Diane Fisher, and Rav Gusman, that you're allowed to be Mekel, if you're just calling him to the house, but he's not going to figure out what to do, and after he comes to the house, you'll tell him, you'll be Meramis to Menoifin, what you want, then that would be Mutter, Kimin Agarilim, he says. That is the Mice of the Menagarilim, like Shlomo Zalman is saying, And l'chora, that's a good sar to be makel. The hainu, the whole isra of calling to the house, is only if I call him to the house, that's be'etzem telling him what to do. He comes to the house and he sees there's a fire, so he realizes he has to put it out. He says, Rosh, you're allowed to do that, makom hefse. Because you're even allowed to tell him, call mechame, no mountain. But if by coming to the house he's not going to be able to figure out, then the chora, there wouldn't be a problem be'etzem to call him to the house. Now, this interesting. We'll go to Shin Lamadal maybe. Go to Shin Lamadal and then we'll talk about the mice that happened on Friday night. Shin Lamadal, Sif Chof Hei, is the halacha of the difference between a katan. Shin Lamadal, I'm sorry. Sif Chof Hei. Any Yehudi Shabbat HaChavis in Tzara Chumsa is the other. A Kotsh Shabbat HaChavis in Tzara Chumsa is the other. Like we saw in the Gemara of Chof Hei, the difference between a Goy and a Katan. A Goy that comes to put out a fire, you don't have to be Moicha. However, a Katan, you have to be Moicha. Now, what's the reason? Because the Katan is doing it for himself, he's not doing it al das aviv. The Ma'ara Shabbat has a very interesting story that happened. In Chelek Aleph Yud Ches, he says, it was Ma'isa Shari Kachaya. A father told his son, it wasn't Bar Mitzvah, Kiniri was a Gila Tinuch, but that to plug in the plaza before Shabbos. He says, we have to realize, you have to push, give an extra push at the end, because it seems like it goes in all the way, it doesn't really go in all the way, you have to give an extra push to make sure that it goes in. Get so the kid plugs it in, and they come back from shul Friday night, and the kid fills the plaza, and it's not in. It's not on. He's all scared, and he pushes in the plug all the way. The kitzer, they brought the shaila to Reb Meir Brandzerfer, and he says, he did it al das aviv. That's also. Why did he do it? Because his father told him for Shabbos, they better turn it on. And he brings down the Dayan Fisher, said the same thing. And Yibad L'Chaim Tevi Marukim, L'Chaim Kineski said the same thing, that's al das aviv. He says, however, I wrote the story to Rishlomo Zalman, and Rishlomo Zalman said not that way. He says, Rishlomo Zalman said that in this case, he's not doing al das aviv. He's doing it because he's scared his father's going to get angry at him. He's doing al das aviv. That's not because of das aviv. He's not doing it because his father told him to do it. He tried to do it before Shabbos. But since his father told him to do it a certain way, and he didn't do that, so he's scared, his father's going to scream at him. They're not going to have food for Shabbos. But Melo, that would be considered al das aviv, and not al das aviv, and therefore Ken Zayin, it would be mutter. So Chizish Tachara, it seems that Rav Poiskim didn't want to be Mechalik with that, but Tachara, certainly what the Tziruf, the Makam Atzerah got on. Now, there is another case that you're allowed to use a katan that we would say that's not considered al das aviv, and that is, Rosh Shabbos brings this down in Perek Chof Dalet, Ois Chet. He says, this is somebody just told me he had a story that this happened this Friday night. Right after Shabbos, one of his kids turned on the nightlight. You have some other light in the room and you're not going to be able to fall asleep on Shabbos. You're allowed to take a child who is so young that he's not a bar havana, he is not a bar chinuch, he's not a bar havana, he doesn't understand yes and no, a 2-year-old, and put him right next to the light switch. And he'll play with the light switch. The kids love playing with light switches. And he'll turn off the switch. Why is that not a problem? He says, Zohar HaShabbos, that doesn't have any issues. That's not tzviya, because you didn't give it to him. You didn't tell him to do anything. You didn't give it to him in his hand, you didn't put him to... You put him near, and he decided that he's going to play with it. It's not a problem with tzviya. There's no problem with chinuch, because it's not a bar chinuch, and it's not a bar havana b'chol. There's no problem that he's doing al das aviv, because he has no havana to understand that it's al das aviv. And made on such a case, it's not a problem. That's what happened here in this maisa, that this guy, this fellow who had his Echad Mechashuv Avreche, Yeshivat Mir HaKadosha, who had his nightlight turned on a few minutes after Beit HaShemashes, he called in the 2-year-old from next door, and the 2-year-old came inside without even, she knew exactly what to do, I don't know. And she went inside and started playing with the light switch, and she turned off the light. The question is, if she already knows what to do. Oh, by the way, anytime you walk into a room and you see a light on, you have to turn it off. Generally, a 2-year-old does not know that. No matter how smart and precocious they are, they would not figure that out. Therefore, that's not a problem. That would be a case where it wouldn't be considered that the katan is doing it al das aviv. L'maisa, the Rosh Hashanah says, b'mokam atzerich, he could be mekel. I think when he darshins it, la'alacha, in his shirim, he says that it's a straight up it's there. Now the problem is, you shouldn't go ahead now turning on lights and off. You have, what do you connect the thing to the light? Put the thing, turn on the air conditioner lights. What?
The mother can't do it.
Sif Chavav, Yochalem Bifnei Yehudi Kol Mechabein Amachsin. That's the halacha that we really saw before. You let it stay called mechabe in a masad. However, like the Mishnah Berurah points out, you're not allowed to say veloshen reichach. If you put out the fire, then you're not gonna lose out. Now, there's a very interesting phenomenon here that Chazal asked certain things because of Adam Baal Amamayinai, and they mastered certain things because of Adam Baal Amamayinai. In the same exact case, they said you're not allowed to tell a guy, according to one of the Tirutim of the Ran, you're not allowed to tell a guy to put out a fire because Adam Baal Amamayinai, if we lie to tell a guy, then you're going to come to put it out yourself. Mitzad Sheni, because Adam Baal Amamayinai, they said that you're allowed to say Kol Mechabe in a Mafsin. So certain things they were making, some which you're not allowed to do by any other malacha. So mitzad echad there's a kula, mitzad sheni there's a chomer with regard to adam baal amamayinai. Now, what's the halacha lemaisa with regard to a yid putting out a fire? So Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. Anytime there's a chashash takanas nefashos, there's the Ramah says that avo bechashash takanas sofik mutar lechavat tefila adleikah bebeitah shel goy v'chein noyagin. And Mishnah Berurah says me zizay yotza heter lechavat adleikah b'chol makrin. This could be that it was slightly different in the times, not even in the times, not in Eretz Yisrael, and even in America it's like this. The houses are made out of wood as opposed to in Eretz Yisrael they're made out of cement. But, and if one house went up in fire, goes up in fire, then many, many houses could catch on fire in a very short amount of time. Certainly in the old, in the Altahim, certainly it was like that. So Mamela, there's always a chash that the whole town is going to go up on fire. And therefore, they're makeover across the board. Now, it's not so simple because this was a svara which was brought down in the Mordechai, and the Mordechai said it's not such a good svara. Not only that, fact that Tehillim David, I don't get it. In the times of Chazal, they didn't have old people. They didn't have tenekes. Chazal said they're not allowed to put out the fire. When they didn't have old people or tenekes in the times of Chazal, why didn't we take chesh for it? Oh, my Chazal weren't chesh for that. Chazal weren't chesh for that, but that we could be chesh for it. Not exactly clear. Lamaisa, Paiski is Manenu, and the Mechaber is Manenu. What all of them say, supposedly he's brought down from the Chazanish also. The Chazanish said, and the Archos Rabbeinu brings down from the Chazanish. The Chazanish was Mekel even in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no Gaim around, even in places where there are no Gaim around. Nevertheless, he was Mekel. Once the Ramah said that we could be Mekel, then we could be Mekel. And Befrat, in a case where you have an apartment building, where there's more than one family that's living there, then you never know who's in the apartment, you never know what's going on. Certainly when there's a fire, that's a real fire. We're not talking about something which is very limited and there's no chash of sakana whatsoever. Then, but any time that it could possibly get out of hand, certainly one would be able to put it out as chash of sakana stafashas. However, if it's in a place where it's an open area, and or it's even in a house that or a business, and you know that there's nobody inside, then even though his entire business is going up in flames, nevertheless, there are certain places, I know where I live in Beitar, there's certain parts of the city that are designated for businesses and kedema, and no one lives there, and it's out, even if they're not, and actually one of them went up in flames one time, I don't know if it was on Shabbos, but in Chalami, there's nothing to do about that, a yid is not allowed to put that out, you would be able to say Kol Mechabe in a Mafsid, but in such a case, there is no, where there's clearly no sakana, then in Chalami, Lecher, one would have no heter to put it out, even if it means saving his money. Is manenu could be that people have less of the dachas because most people that own a business or a house, if they own the house, most people have insurance. So certainly they're not interested in the whole house going up in flames. However, if it's their business, then the insurance will pay for everything, and even their house, they're not going to have. They're still going to be left without clothing and a place to sleep, so they don't want it to happen. But the Baal Almighty that is going to lose all his money, the Almighty knows he's going to get all his money back. Could be that there's even less of a svara of Adam Baal Amamayinai. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, the Ramah says that somebody that went to save his money, just to save his money, there's no sakana, went to save his money. Tzarech l'tzanes arvayim yoyim sheni v'chamishi, even if it's b'shegi, even if it's everyone is in their eyes b'shegi, he has to fast for 40 days. Says Mishnah Berurah, it's not just Isser d'Oraisa, even Isser d'Rabbanan. We have to appreciate what it means to be even Isser. Isser d'Rabbanan, fast for 40 days. Fast for 40 days, even though the minhag I think of Eretz is not to do that. Toshesh Kirchenu. However, certainly the Mishnah Berurah says, and Ramah says, to be paid the Chol HaPach, to be paid every single day, betaynis, and to give the amount of an animal. How much is the amount of an animal? I can't tell you for sure. I think when I learned Chulin in the Chabur here in Yeshiva Smir, after we finished Chulin, we bought a goat. And Rabbi Sichas Chulin shechted it. Kimdumani, the goat was 700 shekel. So that's. Even though could be that it was much cheaper in those days, but like the Mishnah Berurah says, Bizmanenu, things are more expensive, then that would be, it wasn't a big goat, it was a little kid, as they say. And they would, and therefore, Zubimakir, what it is, Lecholapachas, it's mutl to learn the halachas that we shouldn't be together. Shigiyas Talmudei Lezaldin, and even Shigiyas, we shouldn't be also. Sifchof, they asked her b'chdei sheyasu, them back to Simin Shinzai and Sifchof. The halacha is, Yisrael Shamalei Nihudi Lassalim Balacha B'Shabbos, Mutlei Lehenes Bala Erev b'chdei sheyasu. This is not like Rabbi Yerucham that says that if you ask the guy straight out, it's asr l'oilam, you pass like the Rambam. Even if you ask the guy to do malacha, it's asr only to Mutlei Shabbos b'chdei sheyasu. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'loi koidim k'dei sheyavar l'omer l'goy lassas malacha b'shabbos. He only brings down one of the reasons, the reason of Tesis, that you might come to ask a guy. He doesn't bring down the reason of Rashi. You shouldn't be Nana from the Malacha. In Reish Nun Gimel, in the Bir Halacha, in Sif Aleph, he brings down both. And B'chdei Sheyasu, K'dei Shloyenem Yilecha Shabbos, Rashi, V'Rabbam, L'Sosam, Shlo Yistakar Klum, V'lo Yovel Halacha Pamacheres. Shouldn't come to be Mekel Pamacheres. There happens to be enough gemeinus between the two reasons, as we'll see in Mitzvah and Shin Chof. Hey, we saw Tesis says, Tesis in Beis, Adaf Lamadal and Beis, says that, says the different nafkaminas, Lamadal, says the different nafkaminas between the cases of the time of Rashi and the time of Tesis. So we have to see why the Maestro of the Mishnah Berurah picked one, and is it Dafka or not. Sif Chof Aleph, and with this we'll end. Also, learn with any Yehudi b'Shabbos heilich baster zem v'shalos al tzarkicho, v'afilu im lezer neisav alav. Have a mutter learn with the last malach l'asma. You're allowed to tell a guy to take something. If you give a guy something to do and tell him to do it for himself, that's asma, because he's doing it with your chafitzim. However, if you tell him to do malach with his own thing, bake, go home and bake in your house, bake a cake, then that's fine. And the Sharatim says, because that's not Shaykh to Bechlal. He's not using your Chafetzim, and he's not doing a Malacha for you, therefore it's not considered as any Shaykh to, and therefore it's Mutter. That being the case, if you want to cross the street on Shabbos, and you want to walk in front of you stand on the side of the road, and you know that you're standing on the side of the road, the guy that's pulling up, that's about to pass by, is going to stop for you. Is that a problem? Lechur, in that case, he's doing a Malacha with his own stuff. He's doing the Malacha, he's stopping for you to pass by, but you never told him to do that. You never told him to stop. Pashtus. You told him just that you want to cross the street. He has to he's understanding that you want to cross the street, and therefore he's stopping for you. In such a case, Lachira, you're not telling him to do something for you. You're not telling him to do. You're being maramis that you want to cross the street. He's doing a Malacha with his own stuff. And the question is, how do you define it? Is he doing the law because he wants to let you pass by, or he doesn't want to get fined if he hits you? So he's doing it just for himself or not. The Shemir Shabbos Chos doesn't mean, stop it when you get to this. The Shemir Shabbos Chos and Archa Shabbos, they both say in these cases with regard to a guy that the Archa Shabbos is lahedion. He says that it's not a problem. He wants to sign that even if you're going to walk into the street and the guy is going to stop for you, that's not a problem. But certainly standing on the side of the road, l'chura, all you're doing is being meramis, and they want to pass by, and he's doing a malacha with his own kelim. You have no chiyuv macha because it's his own kelim and his own rishos. In such a case, l'chura shouldn't be a problem, and that's how he nems on, that it's not a problem to make the guy stop. Not only that, the Zarka Shabbos, that even b'negas a yid, if you're just standing on the side of the road, you don't have to be worried with regard to a yid that's going to do a malacha, machal Shabbos is going to stop for you, because you're just walking, kenog. It doesn't say to go into the street, if you're standing on the stop on the side of the road, you don't have to worry about it again. It says, unless you want to do it, it says, Kenzai mi Mishnas Chasidus, there's an idiot to do it. And, what? No, you stop on the side of the street, that a yid is going to stop for you. Even in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, in a proper vessel. You don't have to worry about the fact that the yid is going to do it. Now, Sif Chav Beis will leave, that's really the Halachas of Macha, and that's the Halachas of Remez. A lot of Nigei Halachas. Mr. Shem, we'll leave that for next week. However, I just want to ask you this mice that happened. Somebody asked me, this Talmud Chacham Echad asked me, what would I do in this case? That Friday night he passed by his neighbor, and his neighbor says, don't stop, I don't want to speak to you, I don't want to hear what you have to say. He has 10 guests, he has 1 3-year-old, all his electricity went out. The 3-year-old is just fine at home. He's not scared of nothing. Yay, the electricity went out, it's all dark. He's totally fine. He's not old enough to get scared, and therefore he's... Do we have that Bala Iter? Can we be samech on the Bala Iter halach lamaisa to turn on the electricity? He's actually, what he's going to do is he's going to flick on the main switch. Flick on the main switch. We're handling the deraisas also. We're handling the plot is going to go on, the crock pot is going to go on, the heating element is going to get hot, which is the deraisa of Havara. And therefore, Lachara in this case, we're asking Guy, it's Mokum Tzerach Gadol Lachara, he has 10 guests. And Lachara, it's Friday night, can we be samech lamaisa on the Bala Iter? We wanted to know, what would I say? Would you tell him to be sent on the Bala Iter or not? What's that? What does she shaking? The question is if they ask you. If they ask you. Not a joke. Right? Turn around, it's going to be the correct one.
Why the rice is
it's a mitzvah of Rabbim? What's Tzarka Rabbim? Where do we have a heter of Tzarka Rabbim? Mitzvah of Rabbim we have. So when it says mitzvah of the Shabbat, this is the only thing that they're going to have. Through the Shabbat. So the truth is, what's going to happen? Do we have a way to get out of it? First of all, let's figure out. Do we have a way to get out of it? We have... What do we have, Lamaisa? Oh, bring the food to the neighbor. So you could give Zach an Eitzel. You could have an Eitzel. Lamaisa, what do we have? Let's just clarify what we have on Lamaisa. We have a Ramah in three different places that brings us the Bala Iter. Simin, Reisha, and Vav, Sefeis. Simin, Shin, Zayin, Sefei. Simin, Shin, Lamed, Ches, Sefeis. Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah brings down this Bala Iter in three different places. The Mishnah Berurah, Simin, Shin, Vav. Sif, Yud, Aleph, says that even though we allow a guy to write to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, but for different mitzvah we won't allow it. But Lefiza, Aser, Lermel, Lagoy, B'Shabbos, Lichtav, Michta, Afil, Letzerich, Mitzvah. Im Loi, Shu, Gamkin, Tzerach, Gadol, Efshir, Diyesh, Lahakul, He brings down, he does give us an Efshir Lahakal in the Mishnah Berurah. However, when it comes to Simin Shin Lamed Ches and Simin Reish Ayin Vav, the Mishnah Berurah clearly goes, he does not want to be Mekel. And he says you can't be Mekel, even Bachar Tzarech Gadol. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can't be Mekel. Ramesh, on the other hand, talks about a case where the refrigerator, that he forgot to take out the light bulb before Shabbos. And he says, the guy can even take out the light bulb, even though it's only Darbanan. But he says it. Al Tabal Eter, it's Makom Tzarech Gadol, because he's not going to have a suda for the next day. That means he understood that he could be Simuch on the Bala Eter. Now, in this case, Lechor, you could give us a Chanetza if you wanted to. You could open up the door to the house, you'll have light coming in from outside. You'll be able to take your food for tonight, will be hot anyhow because the electricity went off on Friday night. With regard to tomorrow, take your stuff in the crack pot and give it to the neighbor. You could have an Eter, you'll have light tomorrow because it's daytime. You could have a way out. How much of it is it considered that. You don't want to. Eat your suda with the plat off, with the door open. You don't want to. How much is it considered a tzarech gadol or not? Or it could be mekel. Maybe you could get a guy. You have candles, so maybe it could be meramis the guy to be able to turn on the lights, possibly because only to seven tanah. And if you're allowing him to turn on the once you have a heter for the turn on the lights, then everything else maybe is only psigration. Tell him to turn on the main switch because you need the lights on. Maybe everything else that's going on is only be considered psigration after that. And we'll be able to make all that. You don't even have to come on to the Bala Iter. Lamaisa Lachara. Yesh, what? You have to make him up. No, and then for turning on off. So after we'll see in Mashmoy, so the Mishnah Berurah maybe later on, you're not to make him up. That's your case. And the
lights work from all hats, but just for that room?
For that room? For that room? The lights work just for that room. I only want you to turn the tele guy. It's very hard for me to eat in my dark room. So he turns on the switch, so you should have light in your room. And he's turning that, you have a heter for, because you best have candles. This guy tells me, no, I've been in his house, some chalom goes, I've been in this guy's house, and his candles are all the way on the side, and you can't even see them from half of the table. He said, no problem, have a guy bring the candles to the table, and then you have the candles on the table, and then you can have the guy turn on the light. Either way, certainly it's not so much the Chara and the Bala Iter. There is a Ramesha to be simuch on Makom HaTzarech. If it's Mamash on Makom HaTzarech, the Chara, like you said, Einim, because we have Mekilim, you yourself give us a chanetza, the Rosh Hashulchan is not happy, the Mishnah Berurah is not happy, it's not so simple to be Mekel. However, Makom HaTzarech, there is what to be simple.